Our concern is the continuing situation in Sudan in terms of the human rights violations that have been taking place over the last 2 years, really, which are more and more increasing at the hand of the national security, and the fact that the coming elections only means that there is a climate that would enhance these human rights violations, especially that a new law has been passed giving the same powers to the national security.
Would you tell us what alleged violations you're talking about?
Well, in the year that followed the Omdurman attack on Khartoum and the year that followed the arrest warrant against President al-Bashir, there was massive detentions, unlawful detentions, incommunicado detentions, torture cases at the hands of the national security in Sudan. Before the elections, there were two demonstrations that were stopped. There has been a number of people who were detained. There has been extrajudicial killings. The government, as far as we know, has been using the national security as its implementation arm. And human rights violations by these security apparatus is still going on in Sudan every day.
Now, the League of Arab States, I believe, has rejected that arrest warrant issued by the International Criminal Court against President al-Bashir of Sudan. Why would you think that the League might reverse its position?
Well, we are asking the League to reverse its position every day. We are asking for the member states to abide with their obligations under international law. The human rights violations that have been taking place in Sudan are contrary to Sudan's human rights obligations as well as other states. So what we are hoping is that the reverse decision will be only abiding with their obligations, really, and this is why our call will be consistent.
Amnesty says that violators of human rights should be brought to justice at all levels. Are you calling on the Sudanese government to do that, or the International Criminal Court? How do you think that should be done?
We are really encouraging justice mechanisms to be in place at all levels. Of course, the International Criminal Court has prevalence over the crimes that have been committed in Darfur and over the arrest warrants that are carried out against President Bashir and three other people. We ask them to surrender themselves. If they are, they do have the option under the Rome Statute to have their trials domestically should the courts be in place and should the national legislation be changed to be able to not grant them immunity and to try these crimes. However, to start with, we are asking for national courts to be in place, for the judiciary system to be impartial and independent. And we are also asking for laws such as the National Security Act to remove immunities that are granted to the national security officers, because right now they cannot be tried or taken to court unless this immunity is waived, which is not obvious in Sudan.